Hey, Rich.
Oh, gosh.
Live from Ellen's suitcase full of free samples from the hotel. It's Shenanigans.
All that shampoo for nothing.
Yeah. They should call it back hair shampoo is what they should call it.
Look at my flowing pubes.
Right? Golden locks? I feel like I never left, actually.
Yeah.
It is. This was the fastest trip that I've ever been on.
This week it's Alan with a Y.
Hello, everybody.
And Matt.
Hello.
And Walden.
Hi.
And I'm Craig. Holy shit, he said something.
He did say something.
So tell us about your
trip. I feel like I'm already all warmed up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like almost like you never left.
No, I'm just wearing the same clothes.
You look so forward to coming here this week.
Right. I told you I had nothing to do this week other than think about this.
I mean, did you guys have to fight another storm while I was enjoying myself in the sun or what?
No. We're done with storms.
Okay.
I think.
I hope.
What a trip, though. There was a topless beach there. I'm pretty sure it's all topless if you want it to be.
Did you see some titties?
Yeah, that was just from being in the mirror, though. But it was nice, you know, and I'm not going to lie. I got myself, you're going to these places, so you got to do some manscaping, right? And I had to do a lot of that just from sheer memory. So. Do that, and I have this thing to get rid of the back hair, so that was kind of nice because I didn't want to walk on a beach all grizzly like.
This is the Flowbee, so
the snow brush with the razor on it.
It's called the Razorba.
Razorba.
So it's pretty much like the snow brush with the thing on it. So it's got a little. It almost looks like a hammer, and then you can stick a razor in there, and then it can shave your back for you. So I was going to do that.
So can a hooker.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's legal there too. Did you know that?
Hookers.
Yeah.
Well, you must have had a great time.
Well, I just, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. It was a scary thing to me with some of that stuff. So I didn't stay out too late, though. But, you know, you go through and then people talk about the jokes. Like, they're like, oh, my God, hey, there's one for you. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And no, thank you. No, thank you. I'd like to come back without open pussy sores.
So you want to do it for your wedding?
Yeah.
Shut up.
But just a great time had by all people.
I was gonna say, did
married.
You just stock up on baking soda and apple cider vinegar before.
No,
you
no,
to,
I'm gonna
to
bathe
treat
in,
all your.
I'm gonna
your
bathe
sunspots.
In. Well, I got back yesterday, so I'm gonna bathe in that after the show. You know, so when you guys leave, I'm gonna just kind of defunk myself from any kind of super spreader events that happened over there. I think the COVID was the least thing I was afraid of over there. But no, it was a great trip, man. So I would highly recommend it. You get a chance to go to Aruba, go through and do it. But my boy screwed me a little bit, too.
How's that?
Because it's obviously a wedding, destination wedding, and it's great. It's going to be fun. So he had booked rooms for everybody, you know, to go through. I got a block rooms for everybody. So he paid for three rooms. And I went through and I had got him a roofing job. So he was going to include two additional.
Roofing job.
Yeah, he's a roofer. So I got him another gig. So he's going to pay for my two other rooms. Or my two other nights, you know, as a thank you for getting him this big job. So I'm like, all right, cool. So then we get there, and I'm in a room, and I'm with somebody. I'm with his buddy. So him and his buddy, you know, like his buddy and
not
me
his
are in a room.
Sister.
Not his buddy's sister.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah. So now I'm going to need a room with somebody for that week.
Buddy.
All I'm saying is tell me if that's the rules. You can't say you got to block a room for, you know, I got everybody a room. Like, I would just, wouldn't you assume if they said you got everybody a room that you're going to have your own room?
So if you didn't have your own room this past week, was it difficult to bring anyone back?
That wasn't even an option. I never even, you know, but it would have been nice to have that as an option. I was feeling kind of sexy, you know, so I was throwing my
didn't
strut
do the,
out there.
The tie on the doorknob kind
yeah.
of deal.
You know what? That's what I should have done. Had some kind of rule set up, though, but... You know,
if you're just jerking off, you put a sock on the doorknob.
You stick a sock to the doorknob.
You got a magnet in this thing?
So, but you know what? I mean, I didn't want to stay in the room a whole lot anyway. So you go through, you get up, you walk, you do your stuff.
You're in paradise. Why would you sit in a hotel?
There's a gym in the hotel. So you know what? That was kind of nice.
So,
I mean, the last gym I was in packed up and moved to Boca. Good night, everybody.
So did you have a continental breakfast or a full breakfast?
You know, I've been doing my whole nutritional health kick and stuff like that, so I stuck with some of these bars that I had for breakfast. So I would have like a
You went to the bar for breakfast? Is that what you heard, Walden?
That's what I'm guessing.
I did the whole kind of intermittent fasting because I substituted a lot of stuff for the booze. I didn't get crazy, but I wanted to have my couple drinks a day, so that was nice.
Did they have the lampshades tied down in your hotel room?
So my head didn't get stuck? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Is that a call back for my 50th birthday when I almost died? They had just LED strips, so I was fine.
At least somebody was stripping.
Yeah. A lot of cool little places around there, though. Obviously, the beaches, the little bars. And you can have a nightlife there if you want. I think, usually in bed by 10. But I'm up at 6 in the morning. What are you going to do?
Who's 10 o'clock? Like West Coast 10 o'clock? East Coast 10 o'clock?
I don't even know what the time changes are. I'll have to figure that out. Aruba 10 o'clock.
Caribbean mountain time.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be a Jamaican jerk. I call that joke spice. Because that's a spice. Good to be back. I miss you guys. I'll be honest. I miss
you. It's only been a week. We would have seen each other at the same time frame.
I know, but just being gone.
Wait,
and
he doesn't randomly call you on a Saturday afternoon?
He did once text me and say, come out and check out the van.
And he did.
I had the phone on the charger in the other room.
And he called 911 from the home line.
There's a van outside.
Coming from inside the house. There's 3 pounds of Colombian Bam Bam taped under your truck.
I just felt bad because I was like, how long did you sit out front and wait for me to come out?
It was pert near 10 minutes.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's all right.
But I use my phone. My phone is my work phone.
Oh.
It connects from my work computer to my cell phone. So over the course of the day, if I have my plug-in headphones in, like my battery drains. So when I'm done, when I log out, it goes right on the charger and I go about my life.
I gotcha.
So that's a work phone or they just forward it to
you? It's
your
my
phone?
Personal phone.
Okay. Do you get compensated for use of that?
I do not get reimbursed for it. But they do, like they still pay us gas mileage. So
how do you put in your mileage?
Well,
I'm
it's kind of a sore subject right now because I was working out of an office that was close to home, which they've closed down. So for 2 years, I've been getting gas reimbursement based on that office that no longer exists instead of the office that's really far away that I'll be going to in like May. So I don't know if I want to raise a stink and be like, hey, you owe me $3,000 for gas mileage that I didn't use.
I thought you were actually had to get paid from your driveway to your mailbox and back.
Right. Yeah.
So it's been 3 months and here's 36 cents.
Right. Exactly.
So now you're ahead of the game then.
It's like $15 a month that they pay me for, or a paycheck for mileage.
$15 a paycheck. You get paid
every
weekly,
2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
That's like biweekly.
I'm not going to discuss that. It's none of your business.
That's almost $30 a month.
Almost.
Minus taxes.
It's after taxes.
Okay.
Yep.
Man. So you had for how long? Over a year?
Well, we went home in
March of 2020.
A year and a half.
Right. So
it'll be 2 years.
It'll be 2 years. Yeah.
Now
but they didn't officially close that office until like August of 21.
Okay. We have a chat we keep open all the time and we come up with ideas for each other. I guess it was a week or so ago that you said you were going to come up with a segment. So you're going to have to work on that segment for our next show.
Oh, well, Craig. I have been working on it, and I think it's time for us to have a little meeting.
Okay.
There was a situation that was brought to my attention that we need to discuss.
I never touched him.
I don't even know that girl.
I don't know.
Because typically every week there is something. I don't think last week's show was pretty good.
Last week's show was fire.
It was. We don't have Vinny or Rich here again this week, so there's probably going to be an easy show again.
I know. What's up with those guys? Missing two shows in a row, is that even, that's unacceptable.
Especially
for Rich.
For Rich.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
three.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to forget where the studio is.
That's true. We should move
four.
It on him.
It's four for him.
Is this four?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
because it's been 4 weeks since he's been here.
Way to throw your brother under the bus.
He does get a lot. I can't believe that he works because he seems like he gets a lot of time off. The guy's always taking trips, and they're long trips. It's not just like going to Bert. You know, I mean, the guy's going places.
Stayed the weekend at Rosemilia's.
The guy's always out, though, him and his wife. They got a good little slice of life going on for the two of them.
Well, he can do what he does from anywhere because he's the boss of people from another continent. So
does he take his laptop with him on cruises and then from his stateroom?
He'll do that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
When I'm going on vacation, fuck life, man.
That's how I am.
I went to Key West. Oh, let's see. My brother got married in 2009. So I went to Key West in 2009, and I always worked every Saturday and Sunday at the Discovery Center, and I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the historian's office. And I told him, I'm taking this week off, and it was all cool with both jobs. It was great. Everything was all set. I land in Key West. I turn my phone on. My phone goes fucking crazy. Hey, this is Doug. Are you coming in today? Because it's Saturday morning. I'm like, no. I'm in the Keys. That's why I requested this time off. And it never took any days off ever. Uh-huh. Like, I got sick one time and I called in to the Discovery Center, and Drew, you know, his mom, he goes, I think he's dying or dead, because he called in. And we were responsible for our own coverage, so we had to call somebody else, you know, which I had never had that before. Anytime I've worked at a job, if I was...
You call the boss. Sick.
You call the boss. They take care of it.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, apparently, that now you take care of your own replacement, which
I worked in the restaurant industry, and they would do that.
They would call and ask, but ultimately, if they couldn't, they would just say, hey, I couldn't find anybody. I tried.
Right.
And then you try, but then you get along with it, depending on the size of the restaurant. But where's the Discovery Center? Is that the one on Walnut, like in the Harrison building? Is that what you're talking about?
No, used to be the Hamilton House on the corner of Church and Ontario Street.
Okay.
Right across from the Presbyterian Church.
All right.
The downstairs in the basement is a gift shop and the city visitor center, and upstairs is the Kinnell Museum.
Oh. Hey, there's a church for sale right near my house over here if we want to use that for the studios. That one right over here on, what is that, Roosevelt?
Which church is for sale?
The one over here
the
right
Alliant?
Now.
Is that the Alliant? That's not the
It's right across
church.
From the city inspector's house. It's right. I mean, it's right here. So if you go out my house and make a left.
Talking about the Assembly of God Church at that right across from the Keenan Center?
No. Right around the corner.
It is literally right in my neighborhood. Like, it's right in the middle of my neighborhood.
Hmm.
Right at Vermont. That's where all my friends who grew up in this neighborhood used to go in the parking lot and play hockey there.
Yeah.
Oh. So right I probably there. Played hockey there then.
I want to say it's like $130,000 is all they want for
That's it. That's
it? Yeah. Really? And it's a good-sized church, and it's got a full-on basement to have catering and stuff like that. It's got the church itself, and I think there's a room upstairs for offices.
Is there room for brewing equipment?
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
There really is.
Now,
we could call it holy water.
It's the last week of the month. I don't know if you got the news. As a homeowner in the city of Lockport, you're getting your letters next week, the first week of March, for the new assessments.
Oh, boy.
This is not going to go well.
No, especially for someone who just put a lot of money into their house.
Mine should go down because my house looks horrible. Let's be honest. the driveway's horrible. There's no landscaping up front. The deck is horrible.
Well, that antique bicycle is really going to drive up the cost.
Yeah.
The landscaping doesn't mean jack shit.
Why not?
They're going to look at the house itself.
Right. Square footage, bathrooms, bedrooms.
Do I have to tell them it's a one bath now? Because it always said it was a 1.5.
It'd be better for you if you did.
Yeah, I'll say no. It's a white.
You know how well it worked out last time. You didn't tell anybody it was a 1 instead of a 1.5.
Yeah. But if I tell the city that, but then I can still. They don't have to come in my house, right?
No, it's all they've already done their assessment from the road.
Yeah, so if they say I want to come in, I'd be like no, even though I think they could come in because my floors are shot. I mean, I really think that would be again to my benefit.
Yeah.
So they condemn it, and you have
they absolutely cannot come in my house.
And then
no,
come
they
in,
can't
I,
come in your
I'll
house
let them
anyway.
Look at the basement. But you're right; that would screw up because if they come in the basement, you're right; they'll condemn it. Not really condemn it, but they'll be like, "Hey, you know, you really gotta fix this.
You gotta fix this."
Yeah,
yeah.
I decide the way I'm going to fix my water spewing down here is I'm just going to get a caulk gun and just spray a line of caulk along the edge and just have the water.
Alan loves
just come all the way to the.
Alan's go-to is caulk.
Do your
he
best.
He loves caulk.
Yeah. Do your best and caulk the rest. So really, I can't believe the assessments, man.
Yeah, I'm afraid of mine, especially since the house around the corner from me just sold for over $200,000.
Oh,
that's
going
to hurt you.
Yeah, you
but here's the problem, because I live on a corner, and my fronting street is Walnut Street, which is 1920s. My side street is newer 1960s and 1970s, and they're going to try to fuck me on the Autumnvale side rather than the Walnut Street side. And I have to fight them again. It happened last time.
Maybe mine will go down, because maybe the last time they...
It'll never go down.
Maybe the last time they ran the assessment, there was a giant like play yard down the street from me.
Yeah.
And now it's
ripped out.
Right.
What about the assessments? I told you, maybe I mentioned it last week, was about the Keenan Center supposedly putting in like $18 million worth of stuff.
I haven't checked on that yet. I'm to look at it more into it. I forgot.
Yeah.
Until I was editing, and then at that point it's Friday, so I couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, so I'd be curious to see. First $300,000 gets this house.
There you go.
My concern is I think they've underassessed me for a long time. And so now when they adjust it, it's going to be sticker shock. Because mm-hmm. you guys have been to my house. They have had me assessed at $99,000 for...
Oh, you're $210,000 all day long.
10 years. I'm going to get...
Dude, my property taxes are already $5,000.
Yeah,
like,
mine
what
too.
The fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Right.
That's insane.
It shouldn't cost you $500 a month to live in your house just to pay taxes. It's crazy.
Right.
Between that, and we got whacked with the bill. I told you my $600 utility bill last month. Utilities, that's insane. Yep. So between a tax bill and there's $1,100 for that month.
Now pay for your garbage can.
Yeah.
Now pay your water bill.
Man, it's I'm selling everything and living in a van.
This city you live in.
You have a van for it now.
I know.
Bullshit.
Now I need a place to store my stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
I really do. Like I always like to think of myself as a minimalist with just a ton of crap.
Well, in all fairness, you harbored old people for a few years.
That's it. I had my grandparents
so
here for 10 years.
Bunch of shit from
I had
them.
The restaurant, yep. plus all my knick-knack, paddywhack things coming around. You know, right. So there's a...
And you're always trying to get us to take dolls.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody wants any of these dolls. They're nice dolls.
Let it be creepy in your house.
Do they talk to you when the lights are off?
The lights don't have to be off.
The lights don't have to be off.
We have full-on conversations.
Have you ever watched Doctor Who?
Once on, what is that, Pluto TV? Is that the one? Or is that Doctor
Who? I'm not even going to ask you. I know you've never watched Doctor Who.
That's the blue phone booth?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of watched them. Couldn't really get into
there it. There is an episode called Blink.
182?
It'll scare the hell out of you. You'd like that one. I know you're not into
probably
sci-fi.
Not,
so what? Think of the...
Can we go specifically to that? Can we find that specific one?
I think
one?
So. So Blink is the name of the
Doctor
of
Who
the episode. And what happens is there's these statues of angels with their eyes covered. Every time you close your eyes or turn your back, they move. So every time you blink...
It's like a Joe Dirt movie. Remember when he's going
but it's scary as hell because when the lights go out, they're going to attack you. When you can't see them, that's why you know, so don't blink.
So would they not? Why would they be angels then? Wouldn't they be demons?
You would think so. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic episode.
Oh.
Scary as hell.
I'll have to watch that
during the daylight hours.
Yeah, I don't like watching that scary stuff, man. I watch scary stuff. I hear the sump pump. I crap my pants. Don't like it. I don't like scary movies.
My daughter made my wife watch Encanto last week.
That's the Disney one?
Disney one.
Was that scary?
No. Oh. I've seen it now because our kids will watch it till, you know, Netflix says or Disney Plus says, are you really watching it this 40 times a week? I've had that happen with Ninja Go. So I've seen it like 7 or 8 times and my wife hadn't. She doesn't like sitting down and watching television very much, especially a 2-hour movie. So
it's 2 hours?
Yeah.
Is it like a good 2 hours like Moana?
It's a good movie.
It's not a Moana, though, is it?
Oh, man. Are we going to find some people that aren't obsessed with Moana to bring on the show at some point?
I know.
never seen it.
Howie is now denying that he ever said anything about Moana that we're making it up.
I've heard it.
Yeah, he said
I mean,
it.
It's fucking recorded.
That's what I mean. I've listened to the tapes.
I'm with you, Howie. Check it, Babaka Shah.
Hey.
Yeah, there's my Jewish people.
Oh. Well, maybe.
We're all funneled down through that.
We're all from the tribe.
Yeah, so you can watch that one. That would be a good one to
watch. I'll
watch
it. I'm going to watch it next week. I'll have to go through and have a play date.
I'm surprised it wasn't playing on your plane.
I didn't even look because I usually got stuff. I got stuff downloaded on my tablet.
The last time I flew, they were still watching movies on the screen.
Uh-huh.
On the airplane. Airframe. Like, why the fuck would you play that fucking movie when you're in an airplane?
Airplane, like the comedy
Airframe.
One?
Oh, Airframe. Airframe. Uh-huh. A Michael Crichton book about a plane crash and an investigation around it.
I think they should have Con Air playing or some fun stuff like that, or Airplane the movie.
Porky's.
Porky's. You know what? I try to watch Porky's because that's on television again, so I just...
I've only seen parts of it.
I just fast-forwarded to the parts that made me laugh. I just kind of ripped through it. But I did. I love that movie so much, and I watched it so many times. But I don't know. Now I watch it, and it's just, it didn't really stand the test of time for me.
When I had COVID, parts. I watched all three.
Did you?
Is yep. Porky's the one that has the character Beulah
Ballbreaker.
Ballbreaker.
Yeah. Yeah. She was a gym
Do not
teacher.
Try to apprehend. That so, whole penis scene was hysterical.
Do you remember the teacher from Michigan that got let go from her job because she and her husband were doing OnlyFans yeah. porn? That's her name. Their website name is Hot for Teacher, but she's Beulah Ballbreaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they would have sex on camera for
yes.
people?
That's weird. Because yep. she was not the hot teacher that had sex.
No. She was kind of manly looking.
Yeah, she was
that
gross.
That was Miss Honeywell.
Lassie?
Yeah.
played, why do you call her that?
Played by Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, yeah.
That's right.
I loved Kim Cattrall in Mannequin.
Me too. I liked Mannequin.
I liked her better in Porky's.
What was that guy's name in Mannequin too? What's his name?
Andrew. God, what the hell was his last name?
Shu.
I want to say McDowell, but it's not McDowell.
Andy McDowell, yes.
Yeah.
Boy, she looks rough.
Does she?
She's in a... Her and two other women are in a makeup commercial. And boy, she...
Andrew McCarthy.
That's
McCarthy.
I can't picture. Every time I picture Andy McDowell, I picture her as in...
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, man. She was just beautiful. And she did so many things besides that, like all her hair commercials and makeup commercials. I thought she was an absolute doll and probably still is.
I always liked Rene Russo.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Cup?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where did I see that Groundhog Day? They were doing something about Groundhog Day on Groundhog Day. So a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Four. Probably four weeks ago.
Yeah. Groundhog Day. They were doing something in Canada based on... Oh!
Oh, yeah. We talked about the groundhog from Canada
yeah.
that died and they didn't tell anybody.
Right. So... If you go onto Google Maps
uh-huh.
and put in 1537 Cote Boulevard, C-O-T-E Boulevard, you will, and it's Hamblin, Ontario, you will find the Letterkenny House.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I found it this morning.
Nice. I thought we were talking about Groundhog Day still, but that's why I spoke up like that. I apologize.
It just popped into my head.
Cote.
Yeah.
That's a hot
Did you look
name.
It up?
No.
Cote.
Is Katie sunbathing out there?
No. But,
is there a vegetable stand?
But the D-Gens burned down the fruit stand again. Because it's not in the side yard. But yeah, I was checking it out earlier today.
The Indians did that.
What's that?
Didn't the natives do that?
Which time? Wasn't it burned twice?
Did it burn twice?
I don't think so. I think it was just once.
Maybe it was the natives who did it. So yeah, if you go
it
to...
It was the natives.
Yeah, because they were pissed at...
Because they wouldn't let them smell smokes.
Right.
To kids. Yeah.
So here, I just pulled it up. Are you ready?
End of the property. Don't end of the laneway. Don't come out the property. That's
there it is. That's totally it.
That is absolutely it.
I want to see.
What's the address?
1537 Cote Boulevard, Greater Sudbury, Ontario, eh?
Do you think somebody actually lives there?
It looks like it's an active...
C-O-T-E.
Do you think that person knows the people that live there? Like the Letterkenny people? That's why they chose it? So they can be friends.
Yeah, I'm wondering if one of them owns it and it's a family house or something.
Yeah.
Or if it's like the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah.
That's totally it, though. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Got Gaylor riding her bike past it.
Yeah, I was just looking for Modine's.
Big fucking buck teeth.
My wife cannot stand her. We watched a couple more episodes.
A lot of people can't.
Yeah, Gail is hard to deal with.
Yeah, I told you guys that in the beginning. I was not a fan of her. I think she plays her character well.
Right.
I just don't like the character. So right. I think as an actress, I think she does a good job doing that character.
We were watching the one episode. I think it's episode 2 or 3 from the first season when she tells Wayne that she's not drinking anymore and she just keeps slugging from the bottle the entire time. So when I found that this morning, I was like, "Yeah, that was pretty cool."
So you could technically just drive to it.
You could if you can get across the border if there weren't a bunch of trucks in the way.
Goddamn trucks.
Trucks are the worst.
They are.
They're gone now. If they left, maybe they didn't. I don't know.
So I don't even understand. What are they doing? Are they fighting for everybody's rights? Is that what's going on?
To party.
Yeah, exactly.
I support them.
Let's see what we can find here in a tier list.
Today, I had to drive to Appalachian.
Ooh.
Appalachian?
Yeah, is that just Appalachia?
No. It's just the side of Binghamton.
Okay.
And for the most of the trip down, I get stuck behind a couple, two different assholes that have to go 2 miles under the posted speed limit. And then the same thing all the fucking way home. Is it just me that gets stuck behind these douchebags?
No. I'm a slow driver for the most part. I'll do the speed limit plus a couple more. But whenever I'm running a little bit late, someone's in the 55, someone's doing 54, and there's just enough traffic that I can't go around them, and it drives me insane.
Right. When I get stuck behind somebody like that, there's always a parade coming the other way, so I can't get around them. And I have somewhere to be.
That happens to me every Wednesday night on the way to Medina. So I try to leave at different times to get so I can either be ahead or far enough behind this red SUV. It's a little foreign jobby. They come out by Bad Tops and all the way to Medina about 2 miles an hour under the speed limit the whole way. But then they don't slow down going through Middleport. Of all places not to slow down.
And that's what, your bowling night?
Yeah.
What time does that thing go on?
Like how long? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
Yep. Yeah, I get to Middleport and they keep going and I'm like, oh, I got some space. As soon as I get to Cherries though, when I get back to the junkyard, I go back up to 55. Now, there I am again. I'm right behind them. I usually catch them by the time I get to Bosie's.
Nothing more aggravating.
No, it drives me insane. You were telling us the other day, about going back to work in May. Is that being pushed out again or is May a hard date now?
As far as I know, it's solid.
Sounds exciting. Anyone?
Do I look excited?
Is there anyone living near you who works at the same office you could carpool?
No. There's a couple other employees that live in Lockport, but they're on the road.
Okay.
So
would you carpool if there were somebody that worked in the office with you?
How big are their tits? I'm kidding. I would save the money. Absolutely. Instead of driving my V8 truck.
Yeah, with the gas guzzling thing.
Oh, my God.
I just read something that financial experts, expect gasoline to hit $5 a gallon by July 4th.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll likely be $7 a gallon at the height of summer. So I'll be riding my bike over here.
Better not be. I just got a van to go take trips with.
Dude, my car shuts off at stop signs and stoplights, and it would still cost me a ton to drive the fucking thing.
I think that's just a crappy thing, that whole little car stopping thing. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either, and it aggravates the shit out of me because I can't shut it off.
So if you put the car in neutral, you're good?
I'll show you how.
Or you can
I'll send you
Can I deactivate it?
You can.
I also heard you can leave the AC on, and that'll keep the condenser.
Well, my car has AC on it, but it has green mode and orange mode. If I am in green mode, then my air conditioning will shut off when I get to come to a stop. If I'm in orange mode, I'm in full AC and the car won't shut off anymore.
Yeah, that's
and all you have
for.
To do is you come to a stop, you lift your foot off the gas, off the brake, just a little bit. We'll just restart again.
Oh, but even those, when they turn off and stuff like that, it sounds like you're saving you money, but it's just
You know how much that second battery, those starting battery costs on one of those things?
Yep.
Holy shit.
So you have to replace the battery or the starter itself. You know, when you go through and do these
things.
It's
got a whole
crazy
secondary starter system for that.
All right.
So it's not wear and tear on your crank starter.
The actual starter.
Yeah. Crank.
Huh. Crank Yankers. Wasn't that a show?
Yes.
Was that like
Jim Brewer was a big guy in that.
Jim Florentine.
Jim
Florentine. Was
Jim Brewer always looks stoned.
Jim Brewer is always stoned.
Probably.
Yeah, the guy's just
you ever
a
meet him? He's a comedian our age.
Never met him.
No?
No. No.
How about, let's see, what comedians can I think of? Louis Anderson.
No.
He's dead now.
I know.
All the biggies, you know, Lucille Ball, Milton Berle, Jackie Gleason.
You met those guys, yeah?
No, not even once. But I want to go down to that comedy museum so I can see some of those people.
All right, so you can get followed around for 2 hours?
Yes.
Well, he looks like he should be there, so.
Wait, what?
You look like you're going to rip the place off.
Damn.
I just have that comic face.
It is funny.
Thank you.
I was going to tell you, they actually have a whole kiosk just for your face.
Do they really?
Yeah.
See, that'll be exciting. I want to go. I keep saying I want to go, but, and this is, I was informed that I'm not a good dating partner because I'm pretty selfish, and I think that's probably true, you know, and I try not to be.
Well, what jilted bitch said that? No,
nobody. Very smart people. I think it's just, you know, once you start dating and once you're like pretty much not desirable to people, it just can't keep being the women, you know? At some point in time, you got a little self-reflection. Be like, well, maybe it's me. But
so are you not dating that one girl anymore?
No.
No, you broke that off.
No.
I can't tell you how many times I've driven by that place and have always said I'm, you know, some night when I'm in town for work. I mean, I'm a half hour away when I'm down at the office.
Yeah.
And I go, right. I go have dinner and then I go back to the hotel room. Usually I'm asleep by 8:30.
Yeah.
I should think drive that would up to Jamestown and go through that.
But I think about it, how much fun it would be. I'm thinking, oh, this would be a great time. But then I'm thinking I'd like to go on a date there. But then at the same time, I think I don't want to be on a date there. Like, I want to go there and just kind of reflect in some of my old thoughts and just get lost in some of my old memories.
So you go twice.
Being in New York, you know, and then I would just be there and it would, I don't know. Like, I want to share some of those moments with people, but I guess I really think I'm, you know what? You've been alone for so long. You're used to doing things alone, you know? But and it's not. I'm not saying this on set. I want to go to the event, though, is what I want to do. So I do want to go to see.
Well, they have a big event. Well, they haven't the last couple of years because of COVID, but they have a big...
The whole comedy show. Like,
yeah, I mean, they bring comics in from all over.
Yeah.
What's his name from the radio? He does a couple of...
Rob Lederman?
No.
Howard Stern?
No.
He said funny people.
Sandy Beach.
Ugh.
Joe Rogan.
The radio. Oh, God. Little Orphan Annie.
No, he's on Sirius in the afternoons.
SpongeBob and the Love Triangle.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
I was trying to think of the guy that...
Ron Bennington.
Who?
I don't know him.
He was a radio host down in Florida, and he's done some stand-up work. Him and his daughter do a show on Sirius in the afternoons, and he...
I'm surprised you knew that, because usually you only pay attention to the people and their stepdaughters. That missed.
It really did.
That's going to need a rewrite.
Pornhub.
Stepmom. Stepmom.
Now it makes sense. But I'm not into step sibling stuff.
Whatever.
What did that become?
You're better than me.
When did that really become a thing? Like, where it's just so popular?
It just seems like crazy and disturbing, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up.
Stepmom is. I don't even know the titles. All stupid things. Stepmom.
Stepmom stuck in a dryer. I saw that one. So not funny. Sure how she got stuck in a dryer, but
I don't think it said dryer. She got stuck in something.
That's so funny. Dirty. You're all dirty birds.
So when you were doing your comedian stuff, what would you say was your most famous comedian interaction?
Robin Williams.
Did you meet Robin Williams?
I got bumped by Robin Williams.
You got bumped by Robin Williams.
Yeah,
off the show?
I think this was like one of my first episodes, and you guys were making fun of me about all the people I said I knew, and you're like, oh, jeez.
No, that was
freaking
Maureen McCormick.
No, not even that. Somebody bummed a smoke or something. They tried to bum a smoke.
Kevin Nealon. Yeah.
That I remember.
See, so he bummed a smoke for me, but Robin Williams, I had a show set up at Stand Up New York. And then they called us up, and you could see he was doing Letterman that night. So when he does Letterman, he just goes to Stand Up New York, and he just performs from like 7 o'clock until, what time did Letterman come on, 11:30?
Right.
So he would do a show from 7 o'clock until 11:22, you know, and then he would just be gone. So I saw him there. So I went there because they bumped me, and they didn't tell you why, but it got around pretty quick as to why.
How many Coke breaks did he have to take?
That dude was, you know, he had sad eyes, man. I mean, the guy was just a manic because he would go through, and he would just, he would go off the stage and then just go do something and then come back. But, yeah, just blasting lines and stuff, you know. Like, you knew he was a grinder, you know, because you'd see him and just stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. But you don't realize it at the time.
Right.
You know, you just know that he's just guy's just a nutcase, but funny. I mean, he's just had a lot of energy, but yeah. So there was Robin.
Chris Tucker. You ever meet Chris Tucker?
I just watched a Chris Tucker movie the other night because I miss him. He's supposedly, I was Googling why I don't see him anymore, but he's down, I think, in Georgia, and he doesn't want to get in movies anymore, and he found God, and he doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to just swear. He doesn't want all the stereotypical.
Praise Jesus!
Yeah. That's what he has, one of the stereotypical drug swearing roles and stuff like that. But I just watched a movie with him.
Doesn't want to do anything that made him any money. Yeah.
I had this weird psychedelic dream that involved Chris Tucker the other night. He was driving a convertible U-Car. You know what the U-Cars are? Those little tiny yellow and white electric cars. The really, really small ones. They don't make convertibles, but he was in a convertible one and sitting in the middle of my backyard in it. So it looked like he was in one of those little Fred Flintstone kitty cars. Mm-hmm. And there were three huge purple flower stalks that were from another planet, and they assumed their face, the flower face, assumed the features of whatever person had seen them last. So Chris Tucker is in this car talking to these three purple flowers. One looked like Anna Kendrick, one looked like Katie from Letterkenny, and one looked like my friend Jessica Ditley. And I couldn't figure out when the hell were Anna Kendrick and Katie in my backyard.
So they just assumed faces of chicks that you want to get with.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody could be like Bert. It's a guy named Bert.
Right. Yeah, they had to stop for gas somewhere, yeah, or whatever.
But it was Chris Tucker talking to the flowers. It was hilarious.
Come on, flowers! Damn!
He was totally in his Fifth Element costume and persona.
With the fro thing,
yeah.
I liked him and all the Jackie Chan things.
Damn, Craig, you have never got two things to go together. Got peanut butter, no jelly. Ham, no burger.
Is it the black folk that eat ham and butter?
Ham, no burger.
Oh, ham,
you ever
no
see
burger.
Friday?
From a million years ago. I don't remember all the references.
Oh, that's one you got to watch every like 3 or 4 months.
I did like that when I was there.
Friday was great.
Is that a movie?
Friday After Next,
not so much.
Agreed.
Friday.
Dr. Dre.
God damn, dude.
No.
Chris Tucker.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Little midget guy from Bad Santa.
Tico Torres.
Yep, he's from Me, Myself, and Irene. He's from Willow.
You're right, he wasn't Willow. I loved Willow.
From the big giant Deadeye.
You just
Dead
watched
Eye.
It the other day.
The big giant Deadeye guy.
I started watching.
Oh, yeah, Zeus.
I started watching a new Iron Sky today. An Iron Sky like a sequel.
Okay.
And I stopped watching it.
What the fuck movie were you watching last week when we came into the house? It was a weird one. They were shoot 'em up, and it was terrible acting.
Oh, that was the number one movie on Netflix at the time. I think it was called Second.
It was awful.
It was just
it was number one. It was called Second.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I didn't care for it. You watched some of it last week.
Yeah, it was a B movie.
Yeah, it was stereotypical. You know, the one guy goes to pick his daughter up or the son up, and he's a Green Beret, and he had taught his son how to MMA fight when they were kids, and then a terrorist group goes in to get the governor's daughter or one of the political figures, and you know, the same old chestnut. You know it. You know, then they go in, and who wins? The good guys.
And then someone falls in love in the end sometime.
Probably.
The other boy that the girl never knew before, the other student, you know, they probably fall in love.
Yeah. The guy who saved her life, they probably don't even care.
And they're in college, so they bang like rabbits, so.
Yeah.
And then she's on Girls Gone Wild, and they still do that? Seems like that would be, a casualty of the Me Too movement.
That was
and
my
it should be.
Guy got news for you. That was my invention. The Girls Gone Wild before those guys took it. Because I first moved to Florida, everybody would want to see where I live. So I'd be walking around the beach with like a video camera.
It's funny because that you say that because I invented bum fights.
Did you? See, I believe that. That would be cool. Somebody had to have the original idea to that. Homeless person, you ever seen that?
Ever seen bum fights?
No.
Oh, man.
They pit these two homeless people against each other for a fight, and whoever wins gets like a half a sandwich.
Wow.
I mean, it's a fight, and it's totally degrading. Like, they can't even give them money. It's just horrible.
Right.
Half a sandwich and a bag of half-eaten chips.
It's
a fight for cardboard today, everybody.
When I hear bum fights, I'm thinking of a butt plug with a tail on it, and you're whacking the shit out of your...
Like a cockfight, but they're turning around the other way. Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
By your stepmom.
Who's just stuck in the dryer.
Just everything goes to sex with this guy.
I know it.
That's what Lucy said when I see her once in a while. She's like, it seems like you guys talk about balls a lot on that show.
Well, we have them. I mean,
Back up a moment.
Talk about what you know.
I listened to that show, and she can make that claim, but the last show she was here, she brought it up.
Ha!
She talked about her husband's wiener.
Yep.
Ah, did you hear that, Lucy? You sexist.
Lucy Goosey.
It's all right. She's cool.
She is cool people.
She won't like anything about this article we're going to talk about, though.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
In the 19th century...
Oh, I don't like it already.
Butt plugs, formerly known as rectal dilators, were used to cure headaches, insomnia, acne, and insanity.
No. The fuck does a butt plug cure acne?
I've got all of those.
And a butt plug.
I have. It seems like it would work.
Holy fuck, look how big those things are. There's no way people are using those.
I can't even find
them. No way. They do get substantial.
Holy cow.
You got to buy the set.
So you work your way up? Yeah. It's like a gauge in your...
Right.
What is that, a fire hydrant?
No, that's a small one.
Holy cow.
Hey, speaking of butt plugs, how you doing, Craig? I was just scrolling through the TV. There's a show called Stuck. Have you seen it?
Is that the one with Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear?
Not Stuck on You.
Okay.
Stuck.
I saw that movie.
It's called Stuck, and it's all about like people that go to the emergency room about for shit that's stuck up their butts.
Have you ever seen...
I worked with a guy who... we were in the ER in Rochester, and some guy came in, and he had a potato stuck up his ass.
Just one?
Just one.
I swear, I was eating French fries, and it came out as a full potato.
And his body temperature had softened it because it had started to kind of cook. And they went in with OB tongs to try and get it, but it kept breaking. So they'd have to take it out of this poor fucker's ass a piece at a time.
Oh, man.
All right.
Is that a... Is that a twice-baked potato? It's like the butt box on Scrubs.
Right. Yeah, don't use that pen.
I always remember this one. Let's see. It says right here. The bomb squad was called after doctors find a World War II shell stuck up a man's
bomb.
Yeah,
we talked about that one.
Yeah. That's the one that always sticks out. A guy's got an artillery shell. He was...
Well, of course it sticks out.
Accidentally stuck on me.
Accidentally.
This wasn't an accident. He admitted
he slipped and fell on it 13 times.
You guys ever listen to the Jerky Boys?
Oh, a million years ago.
Yeah. This is the tennis ball machine that they put potatoes in. And they lined it up with their ass. Shot them right in the fucking eye.
The big brown eye? No. Look into my big brown eyes. La 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 la.
I've used that line with... hockey refs, bend over and use your good eye, ref.
Do they get it?
Made a bad call. They, you know, they're professionals. They won't even look. So anyway, with more people turning towards natural products and home remedies, it might be time to look back at the useful products we have mistakenly put behind us.
Are you saying this is a holistic?
Holistic.
Put behind us.
And by put behind us, I'm talking about Dr. Young's rectal dilators. Dr. Young's dilators were a legitimate medical device prescribed and sold from the 1890s. According to Dr. Young himself, the rectal dilation tour could cure insanity, with 3/4 of howling maniacs reporting that the device cured them after a few weeks of usage.
It'll cure insanity, but it'll drive you crazy.
Dr. Young made clear that many of his patients would panic at the size of the hard rubber instruments. The set of 4 torpedo-like dilators would vary from 1 inch to 4 inches.
So you got to put all 4 of these in there?
Not at once, I don't think.
All right.
And I got news for you. Those people weren't cured. They would just lie.
Oh, I feel much better. Thank you.
The instructions were pretty clear. Warm the aspirin in warm water. Lubricate the outside of it using Dr. Young's Pylomint. and gently insert the rectum as far as the flange or rim.
Gently, Matt.
Well, yeah, you got to ease it in. You just don't shove it balls deep.
Eventually, customers can move on to the larger size, but not before inserting and withdrawing the size you have been using several times.
Yeah, you got
to. So it's
stretch.
Like an orthotic at the Good Feet store. You got to right. You got to level up.
Right.
Way to get a sponsorship there.
I thought of you guys during our rectum segment.
It's rectum.
Damn near killed him.
No one knows what the rest of that joke is.
I don't think they do.
It seemed the dilators answered every prayer you could possibly have. Dr. Young claimed the product also corrected constipation, promoted refreshing sleep, relieved bad breath, acne, anemia, insomnia, anorexia, headaches, diarrhea, hemorrhoids, indigestion, nervousness, irritability, cold extremities, and other ailments.
I'd rather take the snake oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me some opium. That's fine. Yeah.
In 1940, the United States Attorney for Southern District of New York seized the dilator shipment and claimed in court that the product could be dangerous for the Southern District if used too often.
But the Southern District of the state?
Doesn't make clear. It's ambiguous. Contrary to the packaged instructions, to have no fear of using them too much, the devices were deemed to be dangerous to health if the suggestive duration was followed and the shipment was destroyed. Without any evidence to support that the dilator does indeed cure insanity, the product only exists in the form of a butt plug used for sexual pleasure.
What's a suss?
What's what?
Read the next line.
Surely it couldn't hurt to suss where Dr. Young is coming from and put a plug up the butt next time you can't sleep or have a headache.
What's a suss?
What's a suss? You have to suss it out. You have to figure it out.
Should I call it to suss? Is that really a real word?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that word? Somebody's...
Yes. 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 It's a newer word young people use.
You hear a TV on upstairs, Alan?
No.
I hear sirens.
Maybe you should stick something up your butt.
Shit, I parked behind Matt. Maybe I should go check the Dodge man.
Suss it out. Is that really a new word? That's it. Yeah, find, discover. You're pretty smart, Craig. How do you know all these words?
I read a lot.
How long has sus been a word?
It's been a long time.
Huh.
I'm going to put this one. We're going to open this one up because maybe my wife will listen to the show.
And it'll start getting the juicy
that
flowing.
TikTok hack for disabling your gag reflex.
Like this has ever been an issue for your wife.
Is actually based on real science. You can always count on TikTok.
Which one is this? I want to find this one too because I got to see how. Like, where is it on this list?
It is. You see, there's two people on it. You see the pink and the green or whatever. It's probably about the sixth one or seventh one down.
It just show tabs.
Yeah.
The little colored tabs.
You can always count on TikTok to provide the coolest new life hacks that will make your life better. There are TikTok hacks for makeup, food, budgeting, pretty much every aspect of your everyday life could be made easier with the use of a hack you learn from TikTok. At least that's what the people making the videos lead their viewers to believe. Now, we can add a new TikTok hack to the list. Apparently, TikTok has discovered how to turn off your gag reflex. But, does it actually work? There's only one way to find out. Here's how to get rid of your gag reflex according to TikTok. The hack for disabling your gag reflex can be traced to one specific video, which was uploaded on March 4th, 2020. In the video, the popular creator gives step-by-step instructions for what you need to do in order to make your gag reflex a thing of the past. The steps seem simple enough. First, close the fingers of your left hand around your left thumb, making a fist. Squeeze your fist close as hard as you can for 5 seconds.
Let the record show only 2 of 4 people at the table are doing this.
Then, take your right index finger and press it to your chin, again counting to 5.
I need you to read faster.
Finally,
like a 20 count here.
Use your right index finger and right thumb to squeeze the skin between your left index finger and left thumb, again holding for 5 seconds. Now you've gotten rid of your gag reflexes. I don't know what that does anything. His video has been viewed.
You gotta go deeper.
It worked. Did it really?
Maybe not.
The video has been viewed more than 1.5 million times so far by Matt, and people
Just wiping my finger off of my pants over here.
The people have also been using the audio to create their own videos, then trying out the life hack. Most people seem to agree that it works. The comments section of the original video is filled with people saying it's a great hack for anyone who struggles with their gag reflex. Perhaps while brushing their tongue, being examined by a dentist, or having to get a test for strep throat.
Yeah.
See, there's legitimate reasons for
taking monster dongs.
When you first watch the video, you might think that Harry's gag reflex hack doesn't actually work, or that if it does work,
it's Harry,
due to the placebo effect rather than any mysterious finger magic. As it turns out, though, it is
based... That was my nickname in high school.
Finger magic?
Yeah.
That's our title. That was my nickname in high school. The hack is based on actual science. In a 2008 study, researchers set out to find whether they could affect people's gag reflex. Apparently, a person's gag trigger point, the place in their throat which triggers their gag reflex if it is touched, can be located either closer to the front of their mouth or farther back in their throat. Researchers found that by applying pressure to specific points on subjects' palms, they can move that gag trigger point farther back, effectively making that person less likely to gag.
I just want to see how many of our listeners I can make want to throw up.
Oh.
Have you ever seen those videos?
No.
There's a dude. I don't know if it's real, but it's on TikTok. And this guy, his wife, like, comes home from work. She's like, "Hey, honey, how was your day? You look nice today." And then he'll just go, "I hope you don't throw up." And she'll be like, "Don't do it. Don't do it." And he'll just go, and she'll just start It's fucking hilarious.
That seems odd.
So, that's disgusting. Other studies apparently found that applying pressure to the front of your chin, halfway between the bottom of your chin and the bottom of your lower lip, and to the skin between your thumb and index finger could have a similar effect. In other words, all three parts of the video hack have been connected to altering the gag reflex. Obviously, not all TikTok hacks are created equal, and your mileage may vary if you decide to implement the viral gag reflex hack, or any hack you see online for that matter. Just make sure you're being as safe as possible with any one of them that you try.
Work on them.
That TikTok, they're changing the world we live in.
So, guess what's happening in Canada this week?
Cue the music!
Stereo.
It's almost like you planned it.
We're always in sync.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw, or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
For a man obsessed with tiny things, Jean-Louis Brenickmeyer is strikingly tall. He keeps his gray hair scrupulously coiffed, and everything from the dew down is just as polished. He is well-mannered, but not unduly warm, speaking precise full-paragraph English in the ambiguous continental accent of a European diplomat, the product of decades spent hopscotching between London, Paris, Rotterdam, Brussels, Dusseldorf, and Toronto while working for the family business. Five generations back, his ancestors founded C&A, a global clothing empire with thousands of stores around the world. You might call it the Netherlands answer to H&M if it weren't a century older. Today, the Dutch-German Brenninkmeyer family business employs tens of thousands of people in retail, finance, and real estate. They are unfathomably wealthy and notoriously private. An inner circle of high-ranking relatives oversees the dynasty. Even family members aren't guaranteed success. Those with the blood have to apply to work for the family, and managing directors are forced to retire at 50 to make room for younger generations. They rarely grant media interviews, but details occasionally trickle out. For instance, one of Jean-Louis' cousins is married to a Dutch princess. The most tantalizing mystery remains the size of the entire fortune. By some estimates, the family is worth $29 billion.
I'm changing my last name.
Yeah?
Yeah. To Brinkmeyer.
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 No matter how those billions are dispersed, the 60-year-old Brinkmeyer could certainly spend the rest of his life on a yacht, breathing in the Caribbean ocean air with a glass of rosé in hand. But his ambitions are bigger, or rather, much smaller. Instead of retiring in opulence, he is spending his riches on something more bizarre, a sprawling, outrageously detailed miniature replica of Canada. Over the past 10 years, he and a merry band of model makers have been creating a Lilliputian replica of the country. In their tiny version of Toronto, elevators zoom up and down a 14.5-foot tall CN tower, and toy-sized trucks inch along a micro Gardiner Expressway. A lift delivers teensy skiers to the top of Mount St. Anne in Petit Quebec, and on the Pee Wee Parliament Hill lawn, a crowd of half-inch figurines celebrates a Canada Day concert in perpetuity. This tiny world, which he calls Little Canada, currently features astoundingly accurate renditions of Toronto, Ottawa, Niagara, the Golden Horseshoe, and Quebec City. Over the next several years, it will grow to include Montreal, the Prairies, the Rockies, and both coasts, as well as a temperature-controlled Little North. The exhibit lives inside a labyrinthine 45,000 square feet space next to Yonge and Dundas Square. Yonge and Dundas Square, that's a right downtown.
Yeah. Like, as much as money as he's paying to build this, he's paying a lot more in rent.
Yeah. And COVID permitting, it will be open to full-size flesh and bone customers later this summer. Such a peculiar and patriotic project would be a zany undertaking for anyone. It's particularly strange for Brinkmeyer, who knew nothing about Canada for much of his life. The oldest of six siblings, he grew up in London, the suburb of Wimbledon, where his dad constructed a model train set in the attic. A quiet and introspective kid, Jean-Louis, took to little locomotives, assembling shoebox-sized houses along the tracks and molding mountains out of plaster. No detail was too small. For me, he says, everything had to be perfect. He presided over his secret realm with a discipline he absorbed at boarding school, a private academy run by Benedictine monks, where he's expected to make his bed with hospital corners every morning. When he graduated from high school, he packed his tracks and tiny train cars into boxes and joined the family business. To land his first job, he wrote a letter to the distant uncle and flew to the Netherlands for a rigorous interview. He showed up in a blue suit and a white dress shirt, only to find himself stocking shelves and cleaning windows. Tomorrow, his manager told him, come in work clothes. He's got this... There's pictures of this model on this page. They are amazing.
Yeah, CN Tower is pretty impressive.
I've always been intrigued by model train sets anyway, so mm-hmm. to see this, just... Well, look at Parliament. There's a concert going on. Is that the Hip playing?
Probably.
It is pretty wild.
They couldn't get the Hip. It's, I don't know.
Not a complete else. Band.
Oh, that's very Whoa. True. We just passed the anniversary.
We I sure know. Did.
Yep.
It's a Hip cover band, Little Bones.
Little Bones. We still like you, Gord.
There you go.
Man, some of these buildings are freaking amazing. Yeah, do you guys ever have train sets when you were kids?
I did, yeah.
You do models and stuff up like this?
Not real elaborate, but I got it for Christmas once, and we set it up in the basement. And
destroyed it a week later?
2 weeks.
Yeah. That's where we had stuff like that, but it was like a single track, nothing.
Right,
elaborate.
That's all I had was just a single track. And
yeah.
Watching NASCAR.
My grandfather-in-law has Barker in his basement.
Does he really?
Yes.
Has what? Barker?
Barker.
What does that mean?
The town of Barker.
He built
oh.
it.
Oh.
Yes. He has a train set, which is Barker.
He's running the whole Jack line?
It's incredible.
Really?
It's absolutely incredible. He's got Somerset Power Plant. Like, it's ridiculous.
Does he go to the shows they have at the Keenan and stuff?
He's like 93.
Okay.
So he doesn't, I don't think he gets out as much.
So who's going to get that fabulous set once he passes?
I have no
Is
idea.
Is there people that even would want it?
He's a phenomenal woodmaker. Like, he can build anything. It's just crazy. The Scotiabank place is like crazy. He's got like the floor of the fucking basketball stadium and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. The Rogers Center in here, man, this is amazing.
187th.
The whole of an undercover cop.
No.
It's amazing. So that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
I do. I figured I'd check out this one. It's naakinator.com. naakinator.com. Everyone get that?
No.
No?
Hold on.
E-N.
Hold on. E-N dot.
A-K-I-N-A-T-O-R dot com.
Is it mobile friendly?
I don't know. Are you not getting it, Matt?
I'm getting it. It looks like a video game.
It says, hello, I am Akinator. Think about a real We've or fictional character. One. I will try to guess who it is. No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
Have we?
Yep.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we have.
All right.
It is
probably
mobile
in 2019,
friendly.
But we've definitely done this one.
Moana. I don't remember doing it.
I'm going to pick Moana.
You're going to pick Moana. Okay. All right. So we're going to play and see if we can figure out Moana. Select the next game thematic. So characters.
Oh, fuck that.
Loading. Is your character real?
No.
Is your character a girl?
Yes.
Is your character in a Disney movie?
Yes.
Does your character live with her sister?
No.
Was your character created by Shakespeare?
No.
Does your character work at the Krusty Krab?
No.
We're in different streams here, so I have to ask you a different question. Does your character have a little brother?
No.
Is your character's work dangerous?
Yes.
Does your character live with their parents? That's yes, right?
Yes.
Does your character try to attract women? No.
No.
Does your character go to school?
No.
Is your character in a Disney princess movie? Yes.
Is that a princess movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's actually a princess.
Is your character associated with the ocean?
Yes.
Was your character chased by Zemistu?
No.
Does your character stand on two legs?
Yes.
Is your character the founder of a company?
No.
Is your character often used as a scapegoat?
No.
Do you want to Google scapegoat real quick?
Is your character married to an elf?
No.
Does your character work in California?
This is going to be questions, and that's all this movie's. I don't think it's going to have an end.
I don't think it is. Your character Moana?
Yes.
Is your character in the apocalypse?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Oh.
Did it really figure out Moana?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does your character associated with the ocean?
Yes.
Is your character a lead guitarist?
No.
I'm going to play again, and I'm going to go with
Pet Pig?
Yes.
A real person. I am going to go with Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann.
Is your character real? Yes. Does your character have human skin?
Yes.
Is your character a girl?
Yes.
Does your character
take
personally
it on the
know
face.
You? No. Does your
she
character create
does.
Music? No, but she hums a lot. Does your character often appear without a shirt? Yes.
I don't know who that person is.
Is your character of Arabic origins? No. Is your character blonde? Podcast, sports podcast. Yeah, she's sports fantastic podcast, yeah. at it.
Oh, really?
Is your character blonde? No. Is your character white?
I've
yes.
I've got to find her.
Has your character ever been pregnant?
Probably.
No, probably.
No.
She's come close a few times.
Not if you swallow it.
Does your character have lymphoedema? No. I said no. I say no. Does your character have a famous brother or sister? I don't think so.
No.
Is your character a porn actor? Yes. Does your character throw spears? No. Does your character have a
she
unicorn
swallows
onesie?
Them.
Is that her?
Yes, that's her.
She's a pretty girl.
Is your character from
Breakthrough? She's gorgeous.
Breakthrough? No. Did your character die in a dream?
Not my dream.
No, neither. Does your character work for the government? No, this is not Who's Nailing Palin. Though she did play
yeah.
Sarah Palin.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Does your character have a house to themselves?
Yeah, her parents are gone. Well,
that's a nice picture. See, I like the nice wholesome
Is your
pictures.
Character friends with YouTubers?
I think so.
Does your character hate swearing? No.
Ah, fuck.
Does your character like Fanta?
I don't know what she drinks.
Does your character hate cheese? Is your character linked with the Soul Society?
No.
Oh, they said Lana Rhodes. Nope. Sorry.
Is that a porn actress?
It is.
Close enough.
looks like or just a younger version of her?
Half credit.
Does your character have more than two kids? No. Does she have small breasts? Hells to the no. Is your character less than 30 years old? No.
Oh, wait.
Ever played for Chelsea? No.
Is that her?
It's not coming up with Lisa Ann. I stumped him.
Ah, sucker.
Yeah, now you get to stump Lisa Ann.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where... Is your character bigger than buildings? No.
I made the mistake.
I was asking Lexington Steel.
Anyway, check it out. The en.akinator.com. It'll tell you who you're thinking of, except if it's Lisa Ann.
I just Googled her to see what she'd look like, and then I clicked on like videos and pictures first and videos, and then it goes right to dirty things.
So before we leave tonight, I want to tell you something that happened to me last week, and I forgot to tell you in the last week's show, so I want to tell you about it tonight. I walked into a national chain bookstore on Saturday, and I was just looking for books, and there was a little section that had like four or five local books, and someone had turned the book around, just the first book, the front book, it was the backside was out, and there was my name. I had done a review for a book called Men of Steel, which was about Simon Saw and Steel here in Lockport, and my blurb on the back about the book was on there. I thought it was super cool to walk into a national chain bookstore and find my name.
That is pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
That is
you're a bigger shot.
Yeah, that's the second... That's the second book I've done a review for that's made it to the back cover. The first one was a history of the Buffalo State Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a little blurb on that one. But the Men of Steel, I got the blurb and I read through the manuscript before you published it for suggestions and making sure things were accurate and stuff. So I'm on the inside of that one also. So now the goal is to get on the front
of a book.
Well, mazel tov, actually. That's a huge accomplishment. So congratulations.
Cool. Thanks. So anyway, this week for Shenanigans, it was Alan with a Y.
Good night, folks.
Matt.
Good night.
Walden.
Go fuck yourself.
And I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.